Control Station 2 for ELC 1.
We're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Andy, good morning. You're always with us. The ELC 1 looks like it has a nominal signature on it. It looks like it has power and data, and the nominal signature is it's the login screen. Would you like us to reboot it? Double check it.
And good morning to you as well, Mike. And yeah, we'd like you to go ahead and reboot it anyway. We were having some issues getting a good connection, so hopefully that'll resolve any issues we're having on the ground.
That's usually always one of the first two steps in troubleshooting computers. So we'll give it a nice reboot and let you know.
Copy all. You're going to give it the turn it off and turn it back on again and let us know if that worked. Thank you.
Huntsville Station on 2 for ELC1 laptop. It was turned off and is turned back on. Looks like a successful reboot with the same standard login screen. Over.
Copy all. Thanks for that report. And you're good to go ahead and close the lid, and thank you for that help.
Be closing the lid, and of course, let us know if you need anything else. Happy to help.
Houston Station on 2 for Norris, step 1.2.3.
You know, go ahead on 2.
Just looking for your go in step 1.2.3.
You have a go for 1.2.3.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry if that was redundant to our conversation at DPC, but wanted to check.
Not a problem.
To airlock 2 for loop scrub.
Go ahead on 2.
Checking to see if you are able to take care of step 1 and 2 for me. I can pick up in step 4, and I can let you know node 1 and airlock cameras are ready for you to come aboard.
Okay, we took care of the ground steps. You have a go for step 4, and we have good video on you.
Picking up in step 4, thank you. It's an airlock 2 for loop scrub.
Go ahead on 2, Zena.
Looking at line 10 in the stow notes, I have something labeled HUT ORU Plus adapter. It is serial number 1001. It was in that 1.0 CTV, just not inside a bag and not labeled HUT ORU scrubber exactly. Just making sure. I'm 90% sure this is what I want. I wanted to check.
Copy that, Zena. That is what you're looking for.
Pick it up.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and T2. Give us a call when convenient.
Houston, Johnny 2, ready to copy.
Hey, Johnny, good news for you. The T2 constraint is released, so you're go for T2 exercise. Also, if you could, can you check the cables on the lab camera? We're not getting any video.
Copy T2, lab camera in work.
Houston, Station 2, the lab camera looks to be plugged in nominally. Were you getting a good signature before, and then it just kind of went dark?
Back with you after handover.
Houston, Johnny 2, sorry I walked you to handover. Could you describe the signature that you guys experienced on the lab camera? It looks fine from my perspective, but happy to do any investigation.
Hey, Johnny, stand by 1. Hey, Johnny, following back up with you. We think we're good for now. We just need to stream the video to confirm. So we think that your cable wiggling was just enough to get us to where we need to be.
Okay, copy. Just let me know if you need anything else.
Will do.
Scenario 2 for Ford, Eda, Ford, SCU.
Go ahead.
Hey, just so you're tracking while you're watching me on camera here, for the Ford EMU, the SCU is having a very difficult time mating. Trying all of the usual tricks, making sure no MLI is in the way, and it's like it clicks into place, but then the detent isn't holding it locked, or the lock isn't quite working. The aft SCU went on just fine.
Checking. Hey, Zena, yeah, this is a pretty common issue. So our suggestion for now is to watch the video in step 14 if you haven't already. It might give you some techniques to try to get that SCU to lock into place.
Happy, thanks. Step 2 for HUT ORU, step 3.
Go ahead, Zena.
The number is 2027.
That's a good number.
Happy, thank you. Send airlock 2 for HUT ORU scrubber.
Go ahead, Zena.
I'm currently in step 32, and that HUT ORU DCM adapter, serial number 1001 that I called down about earlier, that has the same male end as the LCVG. Oh, kidding. Sorry, I answered my own question. Mr. Greg.
No problem. Still happy to hear from you.
Just missed you.
МКС ЧУПу Москвы в канале СГ-2 для Алексея. МКС ЧУПу Москвы в канале СГ-2 для Алексея.
ЧУП Москвы, МКС СГ-2 для Алексея.
Ответил в СГ-2.
Как меня принимаете?
Алексей, принимаю тебя хорошо. Разборчивость хорошая. Как меня слышно?
Тоже слышу хорошо. Саш, вышел из СМ, из ФГБ три раза пытался дозваться, не получилось. Сейчас вернусь в ФГБ, попробую еще раз выйти на связь.
Алексей, да, действительно, была переконфигурация пабликов, поэтому вот могли друг друга не услышать. Хорошо, ждем тебя на связи.
СОП Москвы, как принимаете? СГ-2.
Сейчас СГ-2, слышим тебя хорошо.
Принято. По предыдущей работе по аппаратуре Кварц выполнил включение, выход из окна датчиков и выключение штатно согласно процедуре и выключение питания.
Так, все приняли, отлично, молодец.
Теперь у меня вопрос по работе с блоком SID-9L по радиограмме 6148. Выполняю шаг 1, электрические разъемы расстыковал, кабель детализации снял, открутил два болта на передних демпферах. К задним демпферам очень ограниченный доступ. Я пытался различным инструментом туда подлезть. Очень-очень затруднительно их открутить. Ну, то есть даже если у меня получится потратить много времени их открутить, задние два демпфера, не факт, что у меня получится их прикрутить обратно на новом блоке. Этот блок установлен на две продольные алюминиевые поставки, которые прикручены к раме. Доступность, это эти проставки держатся на 8 болтах. К ним доступность, как по мне, визуально намного проще. Если вы дадите добро, могу ли я открутить целиком эту раму, и она ничто ей не мешает извлечь блок вместе с этой рамой. Могу ли я открутить блок вместе с этой рамой и затем демонтировать его с рамой и новый потом прикрутить раму и установить его вместе с этой рамой на место?
Да, да, Леша, услышали тебя. Можешь выполнять. Если так удобнее, делай, приступай.
Да, хорошо, принято. Спасибо. Суд Москвы, МКС, ВСГ-2 для Алексея.
Принято, ВСГ-2.
Суд Москвы, МКС, ВСГ-2 для Алексея.
Принято, ВСГ-2.
Суд Москвы, МКС, ВСГ-2 для Алексея.
Ответил СГ-2.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny. Happy here.
Will on 2, we hear you loud and clear on 2. How us?
Okay, that's great news. We just had a teacher's handover. It seems like S-band is much better right now.
Happy, I'll have Johnny check in with you for any deltas to his work. Thank you.
Houston Airlock on 2, step 117.
Airlock Houston on 2, go ahead for step 117.
Reporting that for EMU 3005 on the aft ETA, I have biocide filter serial number 1005. And for EMU 3013 on the Ford ETA, I have biocide filter serial number 1008.
Good number, Zena. Go to continue.
Happy continuing.
Airlock Houston on 2.
With you on 2.
Yeah, Zena, we want to make sure that we're all squared away here. So the filters that you have in your hands, those will stay connected. It's the EMU scrubbers that are going to be disconnected.
Copy. Thank you so much for that catch. As you can probably see, I already disconnected those biocide filters. Is it okay if I reconnect them, or should I go back and redo any of the prior steps?
All right, Zena, no need to run steps again, although we want to make sure that we want you to reconnect the biocide filters in place of the EMU scrubbers. If you could, though, check the EXP step 117 serial numbers.
So I'll reconnect the biocide filters, remove the scrubbers, and I will report serial numbers connected to which as soon as I do that.
Good words.
with airlock 2 connecting byside filter serial number 1005 to EMU 3005.
Good numbers.
Houston airlock 2 connecting byside filter 1008 to the Ford EMU 3013.
Good numbers.
Houston airlock 2, step 131. 2 hour camera started, GMT 1152.
We copy 1152.
Houston, will you take care of steps 133 through 135 for me?
Hey, from Zena, we'll take care of those steps for you.
Hey, thanks so much.
Airlock Houston 2, could you grab the EMU scrubber that just flowed out of the airlock? It's heading towards node 1. Thank you.
Houston, airlock 2 for a question about sublimator inspections.
Hey, Zena, we're about to call you to talk about sublimator inspection. What do you got for us?
Just wondering for that sublimator inspection, I know it's on the timeline around 1400, but I'm guessing you want that just an hour after we started.
Yep, you got it. So what we're going to tell you is at about 1252, go ahead and perform that inspection.
You got it. 1252, copy.
Go ahead, Mike. Copy that, Mike. We're thinking that over. Since I have you, looking ahead a little bit to step 222.12, we discovered that we're missing a final locker location. So for decimal 12, the final location is PMM 1, Deck 4, Bravo 1, Charlie 1 locker. I'll copy. Yep, no problem. Okay, for 222.12, final location is PMM 1, Deck 1, locker Bravo 1, Charlie 1. Good read back, Johnny. Mike, Houston on 2, still with us for stowage. All right, so 222.10, we'll take you up on your suggestion. Those two Ziplocs would go into the current pantry. And thanks for getting some more stowage done today.
It's an airlock on 2 for cooling loop scrub.
Dina, go ahead.
My 2 hour timer has expired, and I see 73 as the water temperature for both EMUs. I'm picking up in step 137.
We concur.
Or correction, step 136.1.
We concur with that as well.
The Houston station on 2 for UPA brine filter.
Hey, Mike, for your brine filter R&R, you have a go in step 2.1. Safing is in place.
Okay. Thanks for reading my mind, Will. We're ready to go, and if you guys don't mind starting early, copy. Safing is in place for 2.1, and we'll report back. Thank you.
Yep, let's do it.
That it will, and that filter's not going to change itself.
We're counting on you.
Houston station on 2 for brine filter changeout, step number 4.4.
Hey, Mike, good to hear from you. I'm with you in step 4.4.
Chris, welcome aboard the space station, and great to hear your voice up here. On step 4.4, I am, for the procedure, kindly informing you that the valve position is in process. The number of the newly installed brine filter is in the stowage note from the previous activity, crew note from previous activity, but spoiler alert is 40s and 85. And then the old one I am going to bag up and put into the return to Houston bags for the stowage note. How copy?
Mike, we copy all. Good config and good serial number. Thanks for the spoiler.
Houston Station 2, stow track Cygnus, step 224.08.
Hi, Johnny. Good to hear from you. We are with you.
Stretch. Hope you're having a good day. My question is, the final location, Node 1, Deck 4, Gulf 1, is very full. It's about 100, 105% full. So when ISO has a chance, I will take an offhand location. No rush.
Okay, thanks. We will look into that and get you a location when we can.
Station 2, Cygnus, Stowtrack question, step 224.16.
Go ahead for stowage.
Stretch, our SOP is to throw away foam unless it specifically calls it out in Stowtrack. I don't see it called out in Stowtrack, but there are stickers on the inside of this foam that say keep. So I'd like to know what you guys would like me to do.
Okay, we are checking. I'll get back to you. Good question. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and Cygnus foam.
Stretch, Johnny 2, go ahead.
Johnny 2, Johnny. We are going to obey those stickers, and we are going to keep that foam.
Okie doke. I got another question for you. Step 224.02. Let me know when you're there.
We're with you, Johnny. Go ahead.
Hey, could you provide some more context on the ultimate intent for this 1.0 generic men's large suitcase? Right now, Kimia and Mike are living out of, let's say kind of leftovers from previous crew members. And so we're just kind of wondering if they can, if this is meant for them, and if so, they can kind of start getting into it instead of using previous clothes. If it's for future crew members who are not here yet, you know, no 2-deck 4 is an okay location, and there's probably maybe other places, but just getting, hoping to get some context over. Stretch, obviously this is not a urgent response required.
Yeah, Johnny, understand. We will try and get you that information hopefully in time for the storage conference today, but good question.
Okay, thanks for helping.
Station Houston on 2 for any crew member and Tedros 275 update.
Johnny on 2, go ahead.
Hey, just for crew awareness, we are going to be swapping over to Tedros 275 in about 5 minutes. Reminder, we will not have forward link, so we will hear you when you call down, but we will likely be responding on Space to Round 4. And just a clarification,
thanks for the SA. We'll probably just stick with 3 and 4 during 275.
That sounds like a good plan. Thanks.
Airlock 2 for Medoc simulators.
Zena, we're with you on 2. Just FYI, we're going to lose forward link on S-band in about 2 minutes because we're swapping to Tedros 275, so I'll have to respond to you on 4. Go with your question.
I'm just going to switch over to 4.
Houston Station 2. I know you're working for Zena, but if I can add something to your queue, let me know if you're ready. This is an ISO question, no rush. I think it'll take some time. Step 224.17, and my question is that there is no mention to keep the foam, again, in StowTrack, but the foam says trash after installation, which to me suggests I should keep it for now. And then the second part of my question is, final location, Cygnus 1-2, that is already occupied by a 4.0 CTB called foam trash. CO number 5085. So just let me know where else you'd like me to put CTB. Hey, Stretch. I have an answer to the second part of my question. The foam that, the 4.0 CTB that's already existing in that final location, that was just a temp stow. So it'd be conflicted with another crew member, and I will put, we are good on the final location. So I just will wait for an answer on what to do with the foam.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and some StowTrack answers.
Houston, Johnny 2, ready to copy.
Okay, Johnny, in step 224.08, the Z-book can be stowed in this alternate location, node 1, deck 4, locker, Bravo 2.
Node 1, deck 4, Bravo 2 for those two Z-books.
Good readback. And then in step 224.17, the foam you asked about, it's not required for this hardware, so you are go trash it per the StowTrack message.
Copy, we'll trash. Thank you very much.
Station Houston on 2 for Zena.
Thank you on 2.
Hey, Zena, looking ahead on your timeline, you have a small activity at 1840. That's reconfiguring the O2 transfer to O2 supply. That is in the airlock. We figure since you're already in there, if you are wanting to do that now while you're there, you have a go to execute those. We're ready for you.
Okay, copy. I can take care of that in a few minutes.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and Stowage.
Trish, Johnny on 2. Pretty copy.
Johnny, we have a go back question for you for step 224.06. This is where you gathered an empty half CTB for a sleeping bag, and we would like to know the serial number of that CTB that you used.
Okay, copy. Sorry, I must have forgotten that. I will go in and fill it out in the crew comments section.
Thanks, Johnny. We really appreciate that. And then before you get into your CQ ex- exhaust fan R&R activity. I do have some big picture words and procedure clarification for you. Just let me know when you want those.
Okay, no.
All right, awesome. So big picture, you had asked why we're R&Ring these fuses, because we just recently did that. And the reason is that after your last R&R, when we repowered the fan, we saw a current spike that resembled the original fan failure signature, and we believe this may have shorted those fuses. So we're going to replace the fuses again, so we're 100% confident we're starting the new fan with good fuses, and we will test those removed fuses at a later time to determine whether or not they are good or bad. How copy?
Hey, y'all, that makes a lot of sense. Thanks.
Okay, and then for the clarification parts for the R&R procedure, I have quite a few, and I'd like to reference some steps and pictures, so let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. I have the procedure pulled up.
Awesome. Okay, first up is in step decimal 3. We just want to clarify that we'll be removing these two captive fasteners, and in picture 9, it points out those captive fasteners, they're on tabs. We just want to clarify that it's not going to be the four fasteners that are in the corner that are the bracket fasteners. Those have staking. So we don't want to remove those four.
I understand. These fasteners that I'm going to be removing two of them, I actually think I might be able to do by hand, but I copy the intent.
That sounds great. The next is in step 8.4. The instructions say to place two layers of glass cloth tape on the exhaust fan cable. What we'd actually like you to do is wrap two layers of tape around that cable. So we didn't want to make sure, we want to make sure that you knew not to tape it down, but just to wrap it for protection.
Great, copy. Yep. I also interpreted it that way as wrapping it to protect the cable from friction.
Johnny, that is a great understanding. And then the last clarification that I have for you is in the stowage note, line 6. You actually are just gathering two new fuses from that CTB in PMM. So if you'd like to just take those with you before you do the R&R, that'll prevent you from having to go back and restow the CTB in which they're contained at the end of the activity.
Copy all. Yeah, I actually had a little bit of time earlier, and I already grabbed those two new 1.5 amp fuses, so it should be all good to go.
Amazing, and the team down here copies all. Thanks.
All right, sounds good. Exciting.
Yep, we hope that the fan procedure will blow your mind.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. All right. Game on. Houston, Johnny 2, step 2.6 for starboard crew quarters. Your go for CQ safing.
Thanks, Johnny. We are putting that safing in place now, and I will let you know when it's complete.
Okay, thanks.
Houston, airlock on 2 for Norris. Hey, no question, just letting you know that 1840 task is complete. Thank you. Also, hi, Chris. Yeah, I did. It is on my iPad currently. I can do the file browser situation and get it downlinked to you shortly. I'll let you know what SSE it on. But, and I have not gone back and looked at the video or listened to it to figure out how underwhelming or audible it is. Hopefully I don't have to make the noise myself for you like Car Talk.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 on Cedrus 275 Comtrack.
Johnny on 2, have you loud and clear.
Good news, Cedrus 275 is behaving at the moment. And Johnny, well, I've got you for your starboard CQ. It is unpowered. You are go in step 5.6 when you get there.
Hey, copy, unpowered and go in 5.6. Thanks. Station 2, step 9.5, ready for exhaust and checkout of starboard CQ.
Thanks, Johnny. We copy.
Station 2. Follow up on the starboard CQ quarters. I think this is full success. Have very good airflow, nothing off nominal regarding noises, and I am ready to put the fan speed to low per step 9.8.2.1.
Hey, Johnny, that's great news. We also see that the single fan failure signature is cleared on the ground, so thank you for your hard work in replacing this and solving the problem. And, yeah, with that, you're go to take that fan speed switch to low. Thank you.
Chris, thanks for all your support. Big thanks to Oso, to the person sitting next to you. And I can give you that I'm in fan sleep low, and then step 9.8.2.2. Intake exhaust panel installation is complete, and I will finish out the rest of these activities. The photos are on SSC7.
Thanks, Johnny. We copy photos on SSC7, and I concur with your remarks about our Oso helper. She's been awesome.
Chris, Johnny on 2. I can give you step 10.4. I'm ready to activate crew quarters.
Copy, Johnny. We are putting that in work. Thanks.
And step 10.5 wants to know how many Velcro strips I used. I used a 2-inch by 1/4-inch Velcro times 2.
Copy all.
Sensation 2 for fan noise video.
We're with you on 2.
Chris, that video I took in the airlock earlier is in videos for downlink on SSC14.
Awesome. Thanks, Zena. We'll get that down.
Sounds good. There's a lot of background noise in it, so if you need any additional descriptions, happy to help, but hopefully you can hear what I was hearing.
Thanks, Zena. Yeah, we'll take a look, and hopefully, or sadly, may not ask you to replicate the noise, giving your best impression.
Yeah, I would love if you forget that I mentioned that ever.
Can you sensation on to Chris for a quick pre-coordination?
Mike, with you on 2.
Right. Just letting you know that in a few minutes we'll be ready here for that MDM refresh. I will be monitoring the PCS and the caution warning, and the crew will still execute memorized response to any event indication. But around that time, as we're all gathering and warning and getting together, if you could call us off on any procedure, that would be great. Or tell us what to do as you would normally. How does that sound like a pre-brief? What did I forget?
Mike, that sounds like a great plan to us. We will do that, and we're looking for an on-time start for those activities.
Yes, standing by for on-time start. Thank you. Console station on 2 for a quick timeline update for SA.
With you on 2.
There, so I'll monitor. I was going to wait till we're done with this MDM transition task, and then I'll join you. I know it's a flexible activity, but I thought I'd give you the courtesy to tag up. Sensation on 2.
Mike, we're with you on 2.
Just checking in on the transition and seeing if I can leave my post or keep it posted.
Yeah, Mike, we were just talking about that down here. We had a good load working the rest of that transition, and you are go to leave your post and monitor something perhaps a little bit more aesthetically pleasing, like our beautiful Earth or whatever else you've got going on.
I'm going to go monitor aerosol monitors.
How very meta of you. Thank you.
Thanks for noticing, and congratulations to the team on a nice transition. Console station on 2 for aerosol monitors.
With you on 2, Mike.
Right, I have some reports to make to you. First off, all the serial numbers are captured in a crew note, and the first report is on 2.16. Both mobile aerosol samplers, Alpha and Bravo, are complete with their initialization, and they are green.
And we copy all. Thanks.
Great. Next one is 2.17. Magic is powered on, and it's the second display screen, which shows two micro SD cards properly inserted.
Copy that.
And last, but maybe not least, or least, but maybe not last, I don't know, the Opera is successfully powered on with the correct indication for micro SD card.
And we copy. And just to double check the crew note, I see it has old SD card serial number 11, new SD card serial number, and then that line is blank. And for the rest of the lines, it looks after the new card. There's nothing after the serial numbers.
I had to, since I was in a corner and upside down, I iterated with that crew note. So why don't we stand by for a few moments, and I bet you the new crew notes will come through. In the meantime, I can look at my... I can get it out on my tablet. Stand by.
I was thinking that might be the case, but figured I would ask.
Well, we are friends, and so it's good to ask, and we sure appreciate it.
And, Mike, we have those numbers now.
Thank you for asking. and then I will put the old cards into the Sable readers, and then we'll let you know.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Crystal Station on Space to Ground 2. Just letting you know that all four SD cards are inserted into the readers, and we should be finished with the active aerosol monitor procedure unless you have anything else for us.
That's all we need, Mike. Thanks.
Here's your servant with you today. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and Starboard CQ. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and CQ.
Since Station on 2, you called?
I did, Mike. I have a question for Johnny regarding his Starboard CQ, and then a couple of just big picture items for you guys, and then we were thinking we would cancel the U.S. portion of evening DPC.
In general, we're all for that, and if we have any questions, we'll ask. I think we'll go try to find Johnny San and send him over towards your way. Is there anything I can help with the big picture things?
Absolutely, Mike. Just for your awareness, the LA2 MDM refresh went really well. Thanks for monitoring. And then I just wanted to give you a follow-up on the TDRS 275 story and the loss of our forward S-band. Guam engineers found a few hung processes in the 275 IPE, which is a IP encapsulator that wraps up data for transmission. Rebooting that encapsulator helped recover our forward S-band capability. And that's all I've got for vehicle updates.
Congratulations again on the MDM transition. And, yes, sometimes IP encapsulators be like that. And here's Johnny.
Awesome job to the team. And for Johnny, your Starboard CQ caution warning has been re-enabled, so you can now set the fan speed to your preference. Just let us know if it does stay on low, the ground preference is medium or high, because low would require some additional CO2 mitigation action.
Chris, copy all. Thank you so much. And the rest of the flight control team, I will put it back to high. Sometimes I put it at medium, but it mostly lives in the high position. Thanks.
Okay, we copy high. Thanks. Huntsville, Munich, and Tsukuba have no topics for you, but they're standing by for your questions. And we are as well. So let us know if you have any.
Houston Station, I do have one question. Sorry, I walked my stowage conference into an LOS. I have one more question for ISO, which is we've got three mesh bags of bubble wrap that we've set aside for SpaceX 33 return. Besides those mesh bags, we've been blessed to use additional bubble wrap as 600 series stuffing trash in StowTrack. Wondering if we would be allowed to pop the bubble wrap that we're using as filler trash.
Gina, I totally understand the desire to pop that bubble wrap, not just from a space consideration standpoint, but our awesome ISOs are going to look into that and get some daily summary words for you tomorrow.
Daily summary sounds great. Thanks for looking into it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure working with you today. With that, Houston doesn't have anything else for you, and we'll cancel our U.S. DPC.
Stretch, we'll let the cosmonauts know. I know it's a pleasure working with you and the rest of the flight control team. We're around if you ever need us.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate you guys.